Yeah.
Oh shit. Motherfucking Thursday night.
Uh-huh.
Amazon Prime, and yeah, they stay getting scammed on them Thursday games.
Yep. Yep, you already know. You already know. It's a shame.
Right, I haven't seen a good Thursday game since Tua was throwing up gang signs.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there was one.
That was the last.
There was one last week, though, when the Niners beat the Giants.
That was another whack-ass game.
That was a great game. You know it's great when, you know, you didn't want to record for, like, the next few days. Because you're like, damn, man, we had to talk about the Niners game.
Nobody gives amazing. Nobody gives a fuck about the Niners.
Here we go. Anyways, welcome everybody. This is Talk to Wad Podcast. We're your host, Ken and Derek. All right. Let's get started. Thursday night football just ended.
Man, fuck that game. Yeah, fuck that shit, man.
You can always tell when a motherfucker like bets on a game and loses. Like,
You know, this shit be pissing me off. Like, you know, when you got the fucking 12 leg parlay, you're like, yo, I'm about to bet this dollar and make like 3 G's and fucking nothing. Like, two of the legs hit. It's like, why do I do this to myself? But you know, it wasn't even that. It's fantasy. Mm. Motherfucking Jahmyr Gibbs, what the fuck is going on? Does he have COVID? What's happening? Why is Monty getting all of the motherfucking carries?
I guess you really gotta wonder why not. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't understand why the Lions used a first round pick. First of all, everybody thought they were stupid because they used a first round pick on a running back. That's before the Seahawks went and showed them, like, nah, bitch, we're stupid. You think you're stupid. We're stupid. But they use a first rounder to get Gibbs just to shelf him. Like, he doesn't get – they gave Monty 32 fucking carries.
Wild. Wild.
This motherfucker had 3 touchdowns.
Crazy.
They gave him the ball like 4 times inside the 10 consecutively. Like, yo, what? Granted, I mean, you know, the Lions finally look like, you know, the team that's going to win that division. Like, now that you see them go up against the Packers, it's like, yeah, this their division.
I don't even think we had to see them go against the Packers to make that assumption, because the Packers O-line is some bullshit. That's one of the reasons why Aaron Rodgers has been thinking about retiring for the past 20 years. He's like, man, these motherfuckers can't. He got tired of being in primetime TV and motherfuckers seeing him punch the ground because he's yet laying on the ground because his offensive line couldn't fucking protect him.
I thought it was because he loves grass.
Yeah, you know, that too. And, you know, he didn't know him.
One of the few grass places.
And he's like, oh, thank God this isn't turf.
Right. My fucking Achilles would be gone if it wasn't for this shit here.
See, always got to take shots at his Achilles.
I'm just saying. And they're talking about he can make it back. Don't rush. If I was a doctor, I'd be like, don't rush, man. I don't know if you watched these last couple games. Y'all aren't making the playoffs. You're not making the playoffs.
Did you hear? Who is it that said, what do you think about the Jets with Zach Wilson? He was like, they look like they want to run the ball.
Yeah, I saw that. They look like a team that's going to run heavy. Yeah.
We might as well just segue right into that. I know, you know.
Oh, so you don't got no other hot takes on the Thursday game?
There's not much to go with it, though. Like, there's
The fucking Packers are trash.
The Packers the Lions are trash.
Good. They're pretty good. Their defense is pretty good.
Yeah, the Lions defense is showing out. They're like, we're not going to be in the top or the bottom fucking five defenses of the season, you know, the year this time. Yep.
And give us a wasted draft pick.
And we're not going to put ourselves in the situation that we were in last year where we had to beat the Packers to get into the playoffs. They're not trying to do that this year.
Hell
like no. Aaron Rodgers out of the division now. Fuck him. We should have had this last season. And now they're trying to prove themselves. I think they got a good team. Yeah, they didn't. They did. Maybe they're saving Gibbs. I don't know. Maybe they're saving him because they see themselves making a little bit of a push later on in the year. I don't know. But Montgomery isn't exactly not producing. But then again, you got 32 fucking carries.
Right.
Which is like fucking insane.
Spread. Like you can't spread that around a bit. Like in today's NFL, 32 carries is pretty fucking nuts. Like that normally doesn't happen unless – you know, the second running back ain't shit.
I don't even like seeing like McCaffrey yet, like 25, 27 a game.
Right.
Like that's just, I'm like, damn, that's just, you're pushing it. But 32, that's like Ricky Williams carrying the whole team whenever, you know, that's crazy.
And I'm pretty sure Gibbs doesn't have a single touchdown all season. So, I mean, who knows? Maybe it's a master plan to just fucking shelving him like they did Swift when he was there. But you look at Swift now, fucking crushing it in Philly when he's actually getting utilized the right way.
You know what? He fucked me over on my parlay last week, so I don't – fuck him. All right? I had a chance to win $11,000.
$11,000.
Of a $5 bet. Like – that shit, and it was him.
Fucked me up. I could have had 11 G's.
He was an anytime scorer on that shit. Everything went through, and then it was like, it was a Swift, anytime scorer, nothing.
Yep.
I was like, y'all motherfuckers couldn't run the ball a little bit more. Like y'all, and Philly's been running the ball a lot more this year.
Yep.
Like
you were relying on the wrong Swift. Wrong one. Should have relied on Taylor.
Anyways, we're not getting back on the whole.
We're not going back on it because she, you know, rumors are swirling. You know, the streets are talking. She might be at the next game Sunday night against the Jets.
Okay, whatever.
Which
I do find it.
Why
wild.
The fuck do they not just? They need to have a universal flex thing. You know how they only flex like the last couple of weeks? They need to fucking flex all year long. Like if your team is ass, you should automatically be put on a flex schedule. Because who the fuck is trying to watch Chiefs Jets? Do you know what I'm saying?
I
know
sure
you're going to watch it because Taylor Swift's going to be there. But aside from, you know, the Swifties.
I want to remind you of something. Last pod. You played something straight out of your workout playlist. That wasn't me.
straight out the get hype, man.
Like you knew exactly what song to play. You're like, oh,
that
shit.
Motherfucker.
We're talking about Taylor? All right, let me put my favorite song on. And it's fucked up because I know a lot of listeners, you know, you're probably waiting for a video to come out, you know, for the pod and the thing you don't see is this motherfucker has glitter on his face.
See? Here we
he
go.
Had glitter on his face.
Shit.
Had the heart drawn around
here
his
we go
eye.
With the weird shit. This ain't the Raiders podcast.
See, you already got to take shots of that
Raiders
right, man.
Right now. Like, you know, add extra shit. You always try to sprinkle extra shit on it. This ain't the Raiders pod.
The only thing I got sprinkled was that glitter when you played that Taylor song.
But you know what, though? We got to stop disrespecting the Jets. Because they have they have options now. I don't know if you want to get into their recent developments.
I don't know if it's really a development.
I mean, it's big news.
J. Cole posted on, I know he posted it, the letter that Colin Kaepernick sent to the Jets. I guess it looked like a last-ditch effort. And pretty much saying, I'll do anything. I'll do anything. You need me in the practice squad? You need me? I'll be there night and day, whatever. I'm that guy. You know, I can give you the looks at defenses, you know, these team other players can't give you and all this shit. And he gave his references, which were what? Jim and John Harbaugh, Chip Kelly, and Mark Davis. I know at least John Harbaugh's like, really? Even Jim was like, motherfucker, I ain't worried about your fucking bitch ass. Like, Chip Kelly was like, motherfucker, we were garbage when I was there. Like,
I benched you. He was, I'm sure they looked at this shit and were like, what are we signing this for? Oh, he's just trying to be on a practice squad. All
right. Right.
Like, I do feel like it's in full on desperation mode when he's not even trying to start. Like, he's just straight up, look, I just want to get in the building. I just want to be on a practice squad. You know what I'm saying? He is one letter away from, you know what? I just want to be equipment manager. Like, I've been around equipment managers. I know how to handle towels and shit. Like, you might as well ask that. If you're asking for the practice squad, you might as well ask to facilitate the towels.
Yeah, it's getting, I guess it's at that point where it's like, I'm almost embarrassed for him. But at the same time, it's like, dude, you kind of did it to yourself.
And so. And J. Cole got talked into it. You know, he tried to do his little Good Samaritan thing. Like, these motherfuckers don't give a fuck about you. Them owners do not know who the fuck J. Cole is. I guarantee you, if we hit up Jerry Jones today and say, hey, do you know who J. Cole is? No idea.
Well, because
we have no fucking see. We're not about to do that.
You picked the wrong owner.
I know the Bills owner ain't going to, you know, we know he ain't going to say it. J. Cole. I'll tell you where J. Cole can go.
Who's J. Cole? Oh, he's a black. Nope. Don't know who the fuck that is.
No. You know. Like,
I didn't even finish what I was saying. Yeah, he's who is, he's that black. Oh, nope. Don't know who he is.
Nope. Get him the fuck out. No, I will say this, and it's, to me, it's funny, and it's obvious, the fucking effort here to make news on a slow news day. But Mark, of all the lists, of all the names on that list, Mark Davis actually owns a team. Like, bitch, if you want to give him a job, you give him a job. Right. What the fuck? You know the Jets owner read that shit like, oh, hell no.
No, I guarantee you.
This motherfucker is asking to be on a practice squad. Like, if you're so concerned, you own a team, you have a practice, sign him on your fucking practice squad. You know what I'm saying? Like, is that not obvious?
And
the fuck? Like,
I still can't get over, like, Mark Davis's haircut. Like,
no.
I still can't get over that shit.
Right. Not at all. I can't either, because at the end of the day, like, no one on your team, nobody told you that. Your shit's fucked up. Nobody.
He looked like he was trying to match with his grandson or something. Like, hey, look, we got the same haircut. And his son's like, bro, you need to get like a grown man haircut, because right. you're trying too hard.
He tried to rebel against his dad. Like, his dad was probably a little too hard on him. Get your fucking haircut, bitch. No, this is my cut.
I love the bowl cut.
Right, and it's like, nah, you should have listened to your dad.
But it's wild, because I can almost guarantee you that the Jets owner was like, hit up Mark Davis, like, hey, man, like, do you know this motherfucker? Oh yeah, he's garbage.
Right.
Oh shit. Like, why don't you got it? He got you down as a reference. Why don't you
I'm telling take him you.
In? Motherfucker, I got so many spots in the practice squad.
I just don't
got room for him.
I really would have hit him with the reply, like, do you have a practice squad? Like, what are we doing right now?
I can see the conversation, though, because it's going to come down to quarterback. So it's like, yeah, but you didn't your starting quarterback go down? And then the Jets owner's like, motherfucker, didn't your starting quarterback go down?
Right.
And he's like,
what are we doing right now?
Like I said, last time we talked about cap, just accept this L, take this L, and go to the XFL or whatever,
right?
Or Canada. You know, actually, there are talks that there's going to be a big merge between the XFL and the USFL, so you might have a chance there.
Yeah,
or just go to fucking Europe. Or some shit. Well, I don't know.
The thing that I thought was funny was he's like, yeah, you know, I fucking work out all day. You know I ain't been in the league, and I know I said that the league was some slave shit, but I've been working out trying to get back on that slave ship. Like, I've been fucking every day I've been working out, and I'm thinking, well, if I got a fucking $10 million settlement, I'd be fucking working out every day too. Probably not. But you know,
no, it's it's hard to get out of bed when you're sleeping in silk sheets. Like that shit.
You got an excess. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got an excess of free time, and you're looking for sympathy. You just settled. Like, what are we doing right now? It's almost like when Eric Reed was like, "Now this fucking league is racist," as he was collecting a check from the Panthers. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
Nah, fuck this shit. I'd never. You are currently, not that you never, you're currently doing what you said you would never do. It's fucking nuts, man. Money makes people look weird and do weird shit. And Mark Davis signing that letter is almost as weird, if not weirder, than Kaepernick writing it.
I think the signatures on that letter were the equivalent of, or it was somebody like one of their assistants or whatever coming up to them and be like, hey, we need you to sign this. And I was like, he thought it was probably for like the stadium or something. And he's like, oh, okay. All right, there you go. Didn't even read the letter.
Right.
Nothing. Didn't see what was on it. No, nothing like that. And he just signed it. And I think the only person that probably legit signed it, because you got to look at the letter and see if it's an actual pen signature or it's one of those things that were just printed out.
I mean,
I got Jim probably signing it for real, but that's about it. He should have had Alex Smith, you know, have him sign it.
Fucking go on ahead and do it.
Frank Gore, somebody that, you know, some players or whatever.
I'm pretty sure I know what happened to that letter when the Jets owner got it. When the Jets owner received that ChatGPT written fucking letter, that AI written letter. He didn't even bother to put no pictures on there, no highlights. He didn't even bother to, you know, add an extra. It was just standard template. Fucking bam, and here are these fucking references. Feel sorry for me.
Yeah, like, I can see, because this is probably what's going to happen. If a team in the NFL were to take a chance on Cap, the second he doesn't make the team, it's right back to square one with all the shit that he started before. It's, he didn't make the team because of this or that. And then... yeah, and then you're going to once again start that cycle like, I should have never gave that motherfucker a chance. And good luck getting a job somewhere else.
I mean, I'll tell you what.
Football somewhere else.
I'll tell you what. They're better than me because I would wait a good another 5-6 years. I wait till that motherfucker's like 49 and then float him a contract. Here you go. We thought about it.
Straight asshole shit.
And we realized we need a motherfucker like you on our practice squad. When I evaluated the practice squad, I realized we're really lacking in that area. And at the same, and then when has a team won the Super Bowl and said, man, if it wasn't for that fucking practice squad we had,
Like, well, it's not that
we would not have ran the table if we didn't have that practice squad that we got the fucking distribute CTE to.
He was talking about, like, because he pointed out, he's like, yeah, I see that you have a problem at the QB position. I just so happen to be a QB. You know, with the whole Aaron Rodgers bullshit. And then, you know, he pretty much shitted on fucking Zach Wilson. Like, hey, right. I know Aaron Rodgers got mobile. Injured.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got this, you know, terrible ass quarterback. And then, you know, then you got me. So, yeah, I get that he wants to come back. But just like what happened with Cam when he tried to come back and, you know, go to the Auburn fucking pro day. Like, bro, it's not going to work, man. Like, just if you can't get, hey, if you're not getting phone calls.
Disrespect.
Well, no, I'm not. I guess it came out the wrong
way.
It
did come out, bro.
But it probably came out the wrong way. But still, like, there's a reason why your phone's not ringing. There's a reason why no other football league other than the NFL is calling your phone. There's a reason for that. So, I mean, take the L, man. I hope you went to college. You went to college. I hope you majored in something.
Yeah, but it's not really an L. Like, he got his settlement, got his minutes of fame. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers wouldn't know who he was if he didn't, you know, get his moment in the sun. He got his moment in the sun. Now, you know,
I'm saying,
you don't got to go sunning your, you know what I'm saying?
Financially, no, it's not an L. But right now, him trying to this desperation.
Yeah, it does look very desperate, and it's contradicting to the original point.
Yeah, it doesn't just look that way. It is like so. Yeah, you have this moment of weakness where you want to be back in that spotlight. You want to know what it feels like to be back on the gridiron and all that bullshit. But dude, just chill. Just stop. Just stop with that dumb shit.
Like, I feel like if I was a QB, which, I mean, in my day, you know, I was elite. But I was up there with the Mahomes and the Herberts. But, you know, if I watch a game, a Jets game, and I say, damn, Zach Wilson's getting fucked up, the last thing I'm thinking in my mind is, man, I'm really trying to play for that team that can't fucking block for shit. Like, you're just right. Looking for CTE at this point. It's like, you know what? I still remember my name. I still have basic motor functions. Let me fucking play for this team that doesn't block for shit.
Like, I mean, you also got to think about it. Think about it in his, like the team perspective. Like, nobody's going, damn, we got this bum ass. Like, no one's saying, damn, Justin Fields ain't shit or Zach Wilson ain't shit. I wonder what Kaepernick's doing. Like, no one's doing that.
Yo, we gotta give him a call.
Like, nobody's doing that. Nobody's going, hey, how did his workout go?
Right.
Like, not to mention, like, when they were scheduling, this was like a season or so ago, where, you know, a couple teams gave him a chance to work out for them, you know, to see if they can, you know, get him back in the NFL. And this motherfucker made a whole thing about it.
Yeah. Like,
you know, he canceled the whole shit because it wasn't to his time.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the other time.
And
the the time when he tried to play receiver, where he tried to come back, use a fake name. He tried to come back as Cooper Kapp. You remember that shit? He wore a wig. He did. You remember that shit? He wore a wig and he came back as Cooper Kapp.
You know what?
Stafford was like, get the fuck out of here.
It probably wouldn't be a bad if he did do some dumb shit like that. And then just go to the combine or something like that, or some college day. Go back to college, motherfucker. Just go back to college. You'll be all right.
You look like the college Cooper Kapp.
Like, you know what's fucked up is that even Tim Tebow got a shot. Like, he even got a shot when Trevor Lawrence, his rookie year.
Yeah.
Even Tim Tebow got a shot at tight end or whatever. Yep. He was fucking garbage.
Yeah.
But even he got a shot, is fucking nuts.
But you know what, though? Speaking of college, you know, we actually do have college news.
So, yeah, so we went over the whole Colorado getting fucking curb stomped by Oregon last weekend. And, yeah, for those, and I will say this, there's a lot of, you know, new Colorado fans out there that are like, oh, if Travis Hunter was in there, this would be a totally different game. No, it wouldn't. it wouldn't have been. Just like it's not, if you happen to be healthy enough to play this game, it's not going to change nothing. There are levels to everything. And this is their first year in the Pac-12, so it's understandable that they're not going to do very good against these high-ranking teams that have been dealing with this type of competition for years. But yeah, anyways, after that loss, after the, you know, him streaming fucking playing 2K while they're getting stomped out by Oregon, he texts Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, I'm playing next week. I'm not taking no for an answer. And Deion texted back and says something around, this isn't verbatim, but he said something like, you know, get well, get better. Your future is way brighter than mine ever was. I love you.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it? Okay, how about this? Like, I get it. You're coach. I get you're in that setting where, you know, if you've been on a team or whatever, you've been in any kind of sports, and you're around your teammates like a brotherhood, and y'all love my teammates, whatever. But to text that, like, hey man, like, all right, let's act like we're on the phone right now, okay? Let's act like we're on the phone, and then. And we're about to get like this.
Yeah, but this,
all right, Gio. No, let's play this out real quick.
Coach and
I get that. Son. Hold on, just.
Like, calls him pops.
No, let's just do this real quick.
We're
right?
not about to.
No, let's just do this real quick. Hey yo, all right, hey man, I gotta go. All right, man. All right, peace. I love you. Tell me that shit's not fucking weird.
People do that shit.
No.
Not everyone
it's not
walks around feeling suppressed. You know, some people tell each other.
Oh yeah, so you tell you, know what I'm saying?
All
I know, Coach, you never told me you love me. So well,
Coach Prime and his son, you know, his other son. He said he loves him. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, what is his son, Shador or Shiloh? Because they're both on the team.
No, his other son.
Which one?
Travis.
Travis got a dad. Travis got his own parents. So what other son are you talking about?
Travis got two dads.
No, that's a little weird. And for those of you who don't think it's weird, just call one of your friends up right now and
ask them if they have two dads.
And just sit down. No. Because that seems to be a lot more common than we think nowadays.
Some don't even have one. This motherfucker got two.
Call one of your homies up, someone that you're close to, and be like, hey man, you know, just bullshit for like a minute or two. Be like, all right, man, I'll just see how you're doing. All right, peace. I love you. And then see what they fucking say.
They're gonna say I love you too.
No, they're gonna be like, huh? And they're like, all right.
No, you on that Coach Prime shit. Right. You're calling me with that Coach Prime shit.
Like, I saw that shit. I was like,
I mean, in college, it gets weird like that. Because there's that one team where the woman, I think, I don't know if she's a team mom or the coach's wife. I don't know what the fuck she is. but she gives every single player a kiss when they come off the bus.
Oh no. Like on the lips?
Yeah, every single player she gives them not on the lips.
Oh, I was saying
that's crazy.
That's COVID. I don't know if you ever seen the old movie. It was called Summer Catch with like Jessica Biel in it.
Yeah.
And it was like a baseball or college baseball. And there was an older lady there that everyone on the team has fucked. So was it that kind of situation?
It wasn't that. It was not that. It was not that. It was she just kisses them all when they get off the bus, every single one. You know, and that's college. Your college be doing some weird ass shit. Some of these trophies are weird.
Hold on, is it like one of the players' moms?
No,
your mom's my mom. Blah blah.
No, because she's been there for a long time. So I don't know the details of this woman, but I just know she gives everybody kisses. And so in college, it's not like the pros. Like you do that shit in the pros and. You get John Gruden'd. You can't, you know what I'm saying? You can't do that shit. You could do it in college, though. You want to kiss all your players? Go ahead. Kiss your players. You know what I'm saying?
No.
They got that you know. But but the mom can do it. If the dude does it, he ends up like the Michigan State coach. But
Penn State.
See. The Michigan. Anyways, so Travis Hunter, while we're talking about him and the player that put him out with a laceration to the kidney, they met up, dapped each other up on social media. Everything is squashed and everything's cool now. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. I got a feeling.
You already know. You're not gonna see it on any other news source, but you already know he was mic'd up. Both of them were mic'd up. Because we just had to do that. We had to start distributing mics into the colleges now. And shit. So it wasn't enough with retired players and players and their families and dead players. It wasn't enough to do all that. But anyways, Travis Hunter mic'd up, and I mean him and Blackburn, they hit it off. And so anyways, this is Travis Hunter and Blackburn when they meet each other to squash the beef.
Let's play a game. All right. On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it, just name it. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Velociraptor.
Oh wow.
Favorite non-pornographic magazine to masturbate to. Good Housekeeping.
Oh shit.
If you were a chick, who's the one guy you would sleep with? John Samos. What? Did we just become best friends? Yep. Do you wanna go do corrupt?
And the music just kicked on. Like instantly. Like they were on campus and they're like, oh shit, hit it. Bam.
That's wild.
Motherfuckers dead ass became best friends now. He's like, you know what? I got a laceration on my kidney, but you know what? I forgive you. And now, and just like that, they hit it off. You're not going to hear that anywhere else. So just remember, we got mics everywhere out here. So if you say weird shit, we're going to pick it up.
Hey, you know.
And if you listen to weird shit, we're going to pick it up too. Just like the Michigan State coach. Michigan State coach got fired.
We going there? This is what we're doing. This is the shit we're doing.
Not a Michigan State coach got fired, and granted, you know, he said there are allegations. He didn't incriminate himself or anything. He was just listening to weird music. You know what I'm saying? And our mics just happened to pick it up. And this is weird shit he be listening to. Oh, shit.
Nah. And I mean, doesn't he have like a wrongful lawsuit? Didn't he start something? Like he was wrongfully fired.
Yes, he did. And that's what he listened to on his way out after filing. So again, you're not going to hear anything. You know what I'm saying? And that's not to say that that's what he did. That's just a song he decided to listen to on his way out. Weird shit, man. Weird shit going on in the college ranks.
So there's some. So this past weekend, obviously, we touched on it because you claimed that this team was elite. Dallas got beat by the Cards 28-16. And after the game, the Cardinals, I guess, technically right now, the starting QB, Josh Dobbs, posted something to social media with him at one of the kiosks trying to get his own jersey in the merch store at the stadium. And, you know, shows him typing in his name. And, well, he starts typing out, you know, I guess, J-O. And other players' names pop up. And he found out that he was not able to get his own jersey in the merch shop where he plays at an Arizona Stadium. Mm. And everyone's kind of like, oh, that's fucked up. Oh, that someone needs to be fired, this and that. Motherfucker. Someone
needs to be fired.
Motherfucker, look. They're not going to sell jerseys for backup QBs. That's just like the only backup that gets their jerseys sold is probably Hamlin because of 100%.
100% Hamlin's getting his shit sold.
But they're not going to do it for a backup QB unless you are a legit starter somewhere. This man has been on like 12 teams in the past like 5 years.
He's a journeyman.
He's like fucking Josh Johnson.
He's like
this motherfucker has been around the league. Like he's working his way around the league. Some teams he's played for twice or has been on their roster twice.
Mm.
So don't be surprised that when you start only 3 games so far, that all of a sudden you should get starter fucking attention.
Right.
Just because you got lucky and beat Dallas.
Right. I mean, you got more chances of getting a signed fucking Kyler Murray walking boot. You know what I'm saying?
Or
Kyler Murray sports bra.
Or you got a better chance of Cap signing with like the XFL or something.
See.
Okay, maybe it's not that the chances aren't that fucking, you know, out of his league or whatever, but still. Like, bro, you've won what, 2 games this season?
I mean, people are putting him in that elite conversation.
No, he's won one game. he's won one fucking game.
Because why Dallas not? Why wouldn't it be Dallas? You know,
I'm mad that he was legit acting like I don't know why I didn't even look at this whenever I saw the video. Motherfucker, you won one game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was against Dallas, but every good team fucks up or takes a week off. It happens.
Because the NFL's fixed.
Whatever.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway. So to fix me in. when they call it in, it be in.
I mean, look at the Giants. They're at 1-2-2, and you know, they should be at 3-0. Because they're the best team in the East.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
But still, it's like, motherfucker, you won one game. And just, I wish you would have seen the video, the look on his face.
They should order some jerseys for this man, though, because he's going to play at least 6 games.
No, here's Kyler the thing, Murray though.
IR, so.
Is that they do have his jersey. You just got to get a custom made. You know how, like, you and me can get it, like our names on the back of our own jerseys. He just has to pick out what number he wants in the jersey and put his name on the back for his custom jersey. And then, bam, there you go. Cardinals jersey.
Yeah, but you know,
he can even do that for whatever other team he likes. Because that's how custom jerseys work. He can get a Pro Bowl jersey too if he wants. Custom Pro Bowl jersey. Like, yeah, that's the only way.
They're buying in now. You know, a lot of people feel like the Cards are, this is going to be that win that propels them into contention.
Oh, you think they're you think they're winning this week? This coming week? You got them winning this coming week against the Niners.
They might get hot. I'm not gonna bet on it.
You should bet. We should bet on that game. Because we definitely betting on the week five game. That's definitely happening.
Oh yeah, we betting on that, but I'm not betting on the Cards game. Like, I'm more, you know what I'm saying? It's more likely to bet on, like, you know, female football players than the
Yeah, that shit. So I'm mad you even brought that up.
I'm just,
this motherfucker really. Boy,
I'm just saying, the shit's trending. All right, women are playing football now. You know what I'm saying? The Jackson State kicker was a woman, and you know she's squib kicking her way into the league. Motherfuckers were like, is that an onside kick?
Yes. No, it's all fun and games till you see a woman lineman out there like, God damn.
Damn, that bitch wide.
Like 500 pounds.
You know, Precious was like, fuck.
Like, I don't know, man. I think that shit's kind of funny. They're
fucking played.
I did see a video last week with apparently this girl was a corner for some team. I don't know if it was high school or whatever. And she was sent to blitz. I guess it was a corner blitz. And QB threw the ball. She went in, tackled him. And it looked like he saw her coming, was just like, didn't bother moving out the way. Just, you know, kind of, oh no, she hit me. And he fell down.
She hit me.
And everyone in the comments is like, yeah, you know, not everyone, but there's a lot of people like, yeah, go girl, girl power, all that dumb shit. And then everyone else is like, that was a fucking late hit. Like, that was definitely a late hit. Like, the ball was out for like 2 seconds. And you're still running towards him. Like, that was definitely a late hit. What are you doing tackling the QB when the ball is obviously out of his hands? You're not going fast enough to where, oh man, I couldn't stop myself.
Momentum. Nobody picked up that block either. I was like, I'm not blocking her.
I did notice that too. Like, he looked like nobody. Everyone just kind of like, oh, there goes the...
you with a charge. I'm not blocking her.
Right.
But no, this is my thing with the whole women in football. I'm for it. Just like I'm for women in combat sports.
See, you're just thinking about the lingerie football.
No, I'm not talking, because that's an all women's league. Which, I mean, was great. I don't know, it's questionable because anyways, women in football, I do think everyone should have equal access to CTE. That's not just don't let that just be a men's disease. Like, y'all want to have CTE? Come on over.
I think it would be, if that was the case, it would be more than that. It would be like, you know, potential paralyzing injuries. Because especially like running backs and shit, they get fucked up. A lot of motherfuckers could be getting fucked up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, I don't know. I saw another video. It was actually like just a few days ago. And this girl signed up, or a woman signed up to compete with the men in a combat sport.
Oh shit.
This bitch got fucked up. Like, this dude fucking flipped this girl over and then fucking put her in a headlock. She tapped instantly, and then he grabbed her head and slammed her to the ground.
Damn, after? Well,
like, pushed her head and she just like fell over real fast.
Oh shit. Just,
but it looked like a slam. But it was just like, yo, you want these equal rights? It's equal rights, equal fights. And
see,
you signed up to be with the men.
Okay. See.
Now, if you're a woman and you sign up to compete with men, especially in a combat sport or any kind of physical sport, you do risk getting treated like that. Like, nobody's going to be like, all right, well, let me just let this bitch walk all over me. And then fucking, I'm next thing you know, I'm that dude that got my ankles broke, or I'm that dude that got run over by a girl.
Right.
Nobody's going to do that. They're going to level their ass out. And then you have, if anything, like, Dallas players would love that shit. Because, so you know, a high percentage of Dallas players got domestic violence anyway.
So here we go. I was like, going to say the Browns.
Between them, Dallas, and some Bengals players, like, a lot of them would be like, yo, let my girl join. Like, we gonna fuck them up in practice legally.
Now, I just think there's certain sports that it's like, why? You know what I'm saying? Like, I do think, especially with just kickers fucking missing extra points and fucking being super trash, I do think that a female could be a kicker in the league. Like, I can see that happening. But sending a female through the A gap. Sending Shirley through the A gap is wild. Like, that shit is not, it's just not supposed to happen. And so, I mean, I would want to see it just to see it, but I just don't know why people want CTE like that. Like, just take the Andrew Luck route. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be in the league. You don't have to prove anything. Like, these motherfuckers retire and they be fucked up afterwards.
Yeah, look at Antonio Brown.
I thought you were gonna say look at Junior Seau. Oh,
that's
believe it or not.
Oh no.
See the intern. No, we're not. We're not. But anyways, that's just a developing story. And I feel like it was worth mentioning. I just don't understand it. You wanna step in line with the CTE line, then go ahead, by all means.
Right. That's
but as far as
oh shit. Oh, yo. You weren't supposed to play that shit. I'm so sorry for you. Oh man,
Junior. See? Junior. That's what we're doing.
But just to close things out with the whole women and competing with men, that's like this whole thing with Clarissa Shields calling out Keith Thurman. Apparently, they're going to have an exhibition match.
No way.
Apparently.
Mm.
Like, this was back in April when, because Keith Thurman has been trying to get back in the spotlight for a minute now. And it just, nobody really cares. He's, you know, he had his time. Unfortunately, it was very shortly lived.
It was very brief.
But yeah, Clarissa Shields has been talking a lot of shit, talking about how she can beat men and all this shit. Oh, I train with men all the time. That's training. That is training. Like,
that's it. That's not going to happen. They're really going to run an exhibition match like that?
That's what's being said. Oh, and then she's even warning Keith Thurman ahead of their exhibition.
See.
So
at least she didn't pick Greg Hardy. There's certain motherfuckers that do not care. Greg Hardy.
Exhibition my ass.
Right,
off.
Greg Hardy. We do this shit right now.
Don't spar with me, bitch. I'll fuck you up.
Don't hit up Joe Mixon. He's knock a bitch out. He's already 1-0. But but now there is a fight. Since we're talking about fighting, there is a fight. Canelo Charlo. this weekend. You know what I'm saying? That's a big fight for undisputed. And they got the fucking the extra Mexican belt. I don't know if you've seen the custom Mexican belt.
Nah,
that they're using for the fight.
Didn't see it.
Oh. Well.
Well, there is one.
There is one. There is one. It's extra custom and extra Mexican. So
Charles. Well, I mean, if you look at the belts, they are pretty Mexican as it is. You know, got the green, got some red in it. Get some white. Like, it doesn't get more Mexican than that. Definitely in an American belt, that's for damn sure. They're all pretty Mexican, like, so.
So what's the prediction then on the fight?
I got Canelo.
Betting a lot.
I got Canelo. It's gonna, I got him stopping Charlo, but I could see it going to the decision, but either way,
oh, I got Canelo. Yeah. No, I think it's gonna go maximum of 8 rounds, and I think Canelo's gonna knock him out. You know, but I do think it's gonna go like, hey, I don't think it's gonna go to distance.
Yeah,
they're both, you know, they both don't fuck around. So I definitely think they're gonna.
Yeah, I think it's funny that like this is the one time you don't hear Charlo like talking shit.
Right,
he is not trying to piss that motherfucker off.
Right,
definitely not. Like the only thing Charlo has really said was like, well, you know, I've got experience too. And I've got power, so
right.
So, yeah.
He didn't say.
Did you see?
He didn't say fuck that Mexican. He didn't say none of that shit.
Nah, yeah, you already know. You can't say fuck around. You can't say fuck you because Canelo, you know, his English is a little fucked up.
Right.
Same thing with that's what happened with Caleb Plant. He said, "I'm gonna fuck you up," and he. He thought Plant was talking about his mom or some shit like that. I was like, yo, I just said I'm going to fuck you up. I didn't say anything about your mom. I just, like, yo, you do need to, like, you've been in the sport for a long time.
See?
You should know your basic English.
No need. Which,
I don't know. Like, why is it that every... everybody that doesn't speak English always have, and they're trying to learn, they always sound like, hey man, hey man, you gotta be ready to I'm always ready. Why do they always have that voice? Hey man, I'm always ready. Like they showed Canelo. He's like, Canelo's got a message for everybody. Yeah man, I'm I'll let you guys know I'm always ready, motherfucker. Like, you know, his first word was motherfucker. He may not have known the full extent.
Yep.
He didn't know the full extent of how many different ways you can use fuck.
But
he knew motherfucker. And I just think it's funny just because you hear that. It's hard. Just talking Spanish, dude. That's your language. Just speak Spanish.
I always assume if it's like a Mexican boxer, successful boxer, I just assume he has a lot of horses. Like he has a ranch.
I'm mad because that was like the first thing that they show with Charles Oliveira. You know, he's
just a bunch of fucking horses.
Yes.
They showed him
because Charles Oliveira, for those who don't know, he's a contender in the UFC. He's about to fight to get his lightweight strap back from Islam Makhachev. But when he first won that title, or it was either that or he was getting ready to fight for the title, they showed this motherfucker at home with hella horses doing horse racing and shit. Right. I'm like, of course you race horses. Of course you fucking do.
There's always a ranch. Fucking mad land and fucking hella horses.
I was like, so on Charles Oliveira's off days, he goes to the ranch.
Yep.
to be with all of his horses.
Every time. Every time.
I'm like, damn it, man. You right. couldn't have a dog that you just really yeah. like or something.
They
like,
do
you,
that boxing 24/7.
You had, yeah. Up
and right to the horse.
Like, yeah, Canelo wakes up and grooms his horses. Like, straight you had, of course you got a horse.
Yeah, straight to the horse.
In his villa.
Right. I feel like Floyd.
He travels to his ranch. I'm like, of course you got a ranch, motherfucker.
Right. Like, Floyd is always the same shit. Oh, here he is with a Bentley. Yeah. Or no, not a Bentley. No, it's always a Bugatti. They're like, here, go Floyd with another Bugatti. This is his ninth one.
Yeah, it's always, they always follow the fucking whatever the category. Right. Like,
but the Mexicans, it'd be like, here he go with his chickens and his horses.
Yeah. Yeah. There's always too. Horses.
There's always chickens in the shot. Like, if you look at the, you're not going to make it through a fucking Mexicans 24/7 without seeing fucking chickens and a horse. It's always.
Not going to make it without seeing a, with a big ass flat field with dry grass and a lot of dirt.
Hell yeah.
Fucking horses and chickens.
Fucking well groomed horses. Well groomed and fucking chickens everywhere. That's just, and you know, Canelo's ridiculously rich. And it's always like that. Always. They show the fucking Mexican. I think De La Hoya is probably the only one that doesn't have chickens and shit.
Well, De La Hoya's been, also
domesticated and shit.
Yeah, he's too Americanized. He's actually right. headed in the.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always been like cross dressing.
I was about to say, he don't have that but, shit. He just got dresses and shit.
I know last time I saw De La Hoya at a fight, I think it was like Ryan Garcia's press conference.
Yeah.
This motherfucker had like a see-through shirt on. Yeah. I was like, really, dude?
Yeah.
Like, you don't got to show off the nips like that. Like, that shit's weird.
Yeah.
Fucking weird. Yeah, like, you know you're.
Dresses and red bottoms. But for the Mexican, for, you know, for the ones that don't have that, they definitely have horses and chickens every single time. Every single time. Watch when they're. When you're watching a fight, if they ever show Canelo in his natural habitat, it's gonna be horseback riding.
It's gotta be his natural habitat. It's gotta be. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So this week coming up in football, we do have a battle. I know I have a game set up, a battle of the bums. Between the Broncos and the Bears. One of them, I'm mad I'm about to bet for a tie.
That's like, crazy.
I'm about to bet for a tie. Like, oh, we couldn't beat each other. We just couldn't. It was tie. 0-0.
That's but, crazy.
Who do you got?
The Broncos.
Yeah, it's already. Hard for me to go for the Bears.
The Broncos already. Like, yeah. That's a guarantee.
Yeah, that's who I got. I can't really go against that because there is no way that they go. A team scored 70 points on them. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you got to win this week. You got to.
Or maybe they just built up that tolerance for hella points.
You seen, I forget who it was on the sideline, but he was like, I've been here for 7 years, and all we've done is lose. Well, that sucks.
It's like, then he that was like, sucks. I hate John Elway.
Or was it for the Bears? Either one. No, I saw orange. So, yeah. Either way, they're both fucking garbage. But yeah, we'll see you guys, obviously, after the Monday night game, which is going to be Giants Seahawks. So,
oh yeah, got Geno in there. giving out words of encouragement to the youngins.
But, you know what?
That'll be an interesting game.
Yeah, we'll talk about that then.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that then. That fucking so ridiculous, but of course we're leaving some topics on the table for next time, but. Yeah, we'll see y'all after the Monday night game. Giants, Seahawks. Go Giants in this game. Fuck the Seahawks. But until next time, ladies and gentlemen, kiss your grandma to good night. Let your dog out the potty.
We got mics on everybody.
Peace, motherfuckers. Mm-hmm.